This is Snake, and you're listening to the 8-Bit Geek Podcast. So pay some damn attention.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Nebuchadnezzar. We will be in the control room while in the Matrix as Neo and his band of misfits try to destroy Agent Smith. I am only one of your hosts on this adventure. My name is Jeremy. With me is a man that needs no introduction, but he'll get one anyways.
I'm Kevin!
He is Kevin. Kevin, I know that the Matrix is kind of old and it's not around much. You know, you don't hear anything. It was a very popular movie. But it got me thinking, you know, this weekend, you know, you ever think about being in the Matrix back when it was popular? And you ever think about, like, what your name would be or something?
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, I would name myself after, you know, the one of the best songs ever written by Sade, Smooth Operator. That would be me.
So that would be your name, is Smooth
I'd
Operator?
I'd be Joey Pantoliano's character, except not a dick.
So you wouldn't sell out, Neo?
No, not at all, dude. Not some goddamn robot scum.
I don't think I could either, man. Like,
watch my friends die face down in the muck so some robot can come bang people. That's all I got.
How could you do that, Lo? I mean, like, you're sitting there in the Matrix, and it's almost like, and you're just like, oh, put me back in, coach. I just want to be back. I don't think I could be tethered. I don't think
right.
I could.
Well, so, wireless technology wasn't that big back then.
Yeah, that's true. I think mine would be, like, maybe Keegan. You know, like, I don't know if you know the meaning behind Keegan, but it's like the god of
Isn't
fire
that
or something.
Thing that women do to, like, make themselves... No, then never mind.
No. or it'd have another name. You know, Batman. Either one.
That'd work.
Either one.
And pretty much in the Matrix, you can get away with that.
Yeah. We are one man down. Doug is not here today. He is off on an adventure of his own in New York City. He got a chance to go to the New York City Comic Con, which was just announced today that it was bigger than San Diego Comic Con. They had 151,000 souls inside that building over the 4-day weekend.
See, Doug, it was because of you. You were there. You brought the party. So give yourself a good pat on the butt.
You brought the 8-Bit Geek name there, and people followed.
See? That's what happens, man. Awesome. You go, girl.
You go, girl. He's been posting pictures left and right on Facebook and about his adventures. He's, like, eating a lot of food, a lot of man food.
Good.
A lot of cool stuff. I wish I were there.
If New York's any indication, like Chicago, as far as food goes, he's going to gain 10 pounds. There's just all kinds of good food.
Yeah, he's
Chicago.
Trying to
I've
lose.
I've heard New York can bring it.
He's trying to lose weight for the wedding, but I don't know, man. Yeah. Going there wasn't such a hot idea.
Lay off the Zvarma.
I go there. Now, why do you think I'm so big?
Because you're a happy man, Jeremy. You're just a big happy bear.
I'm a happy bear. Yeah. All right, everybody. So please, if you are watching us and you do not follow us, please do so on our social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at the 8-Bit Geek. You'll find a lot of cool information about us, and we chat with the fans. We give stuff away for free. No tizzies up or anything like that. You know, you ain't got to pay us. And we also have a lot of con coverage. We'll be out at the Dallas Fan Days, October 17th through the 19th, to bring you all the coverage of the con. So be sure to check us out there. So,
yes.
Very important. You know, I mean, come on, people. Follow us. It's not that hard. I mean, we're not that annoying. Well, maybe we are.
I am. But you don't have to follow me. You can just follow us as a group. Don't judge me by these dudes. Awesomeness.
I think you're the coolest one out of us. I don't think that's correct, sir.
Actually incorrect.
And you lost your beard. Nobody talked about that.
I know a lot of people have talked about it who've seen me. They're like, what the hell happened? They're kind of angry at me. I feel weird.
I thought
my boss is going to put me on administrative leave until I grow it back and just, you know, do all kinds of stuff. So,
you know, it's, I thought I saw it gone. And I saw it and I was like, wait, what? Something's different. And then I was like, you look thinner.
Well, it just shows off my triple chin. So it's
wait, how's
it
that go?
It
do it again.
I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't know, man. I just wanted to kiss my wife and not have her say that I feel like a broom. So, you know, and now, I can grow it back in like 2 weeks anyway. That's the joys of having horribly crazy facial hair.
Yeah. And I just wanted to plug a couple things here real quick. If you did, if you've seen us have some connection issues, it's my fault. Yeah, I have some Verizon Fios. It's been wonderful to me. I got a major connection. It's pretty dope. But unfortunately, my router blew, and it intermittently goes out and comes back, and I drop packets of the internets all over the place.
Oh,
and Verizon sent me a new one this week, so next week's show should be problem free. So that'd be good.
Except for me, I'm usually the problem.
No,
we're gonna have an intervention week.
Yeah. All right. So I just wanted to go over one big thing. We have a huge, 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 huge event going on this month. It's called the 8-Bit Gore Fest. Every week we get together on the Netflix and we watch some movies, you know. Kevin, did you watch the movies that were announced last week?
Yeah, Carrie and the other one was...
You are not prepared.
I've watched them. I just don't remember what the hell I was watching. I watch a lot of things. Especially lately, I've been trying to catch up on a lot of stuff. I definitely watched Carrie, though. I thought it was actually really good. It's, you know, it's a remake, but I mean, they kind of gave it its own flair. I think Chloe Grace Moretz, that's her name. Yeah, she was good. She was good at what she did. It was cool to see her go psycho and get all these like supernatural powers and stuff. I thought it was pretty good. It was a good homage to the original with a like added kick to it. I can't remember what the hell the other movie was.
That's okay. I'm looking for you right now.
You're looking for me? Go looking out, player.
Because I wasn't. I didn't watch it because I was too scared.
Oh.
I'm a pansy, okay. Man. I don't like watching this stuff. I can't do it. I just can't, man. Let's see. Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that a million times. Fucking great film. Yeah, no, that film was amazing. If you guys saw it, I hope you enjoyed it, especially with the twist. Since Jeremy still hasn't seen it, he needs to get up on it so we can talk about it. See, Jeremy is just ruining the internet right now.
I'm sorry.
You got to watch this movie, dude. You really do. It's so good, and there's such a good twist. Even though you think you get scared at stuff, I mean, there's some scary things into it, but they throw in so many horror cliches to where you're going to laugh as well. So if you could sit, have you ever seen Evil Dead?
Of course, I love Evil Dead.
You can watch Cabin in the Woods. No problem.
Okay, cool. I'll give it a chance.
We will come back to that movie along with the other two that we announced this week because we're going to talk to you about it. It's going to happen.
All right. I promise. Okay, so 8-Bit Gore Fest this week, we have two movies that you can choose from. We have a suggestion from Mr. Kev over there. He wants you to go see VHS. And that's on Netflix. And I chose, I had an original movie that I chose, which I thought was really badass. I grew up on it, watching it, and I've seen it a million times, and it's awesome. You know what? I'm going to save it. I'm going to put it in my back pocket. I'm going to put a pin in it just in case it comes available on Netflix, because I don't want to ruin it for everybody. But
I can dig it.
My backup one was The Candyman.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember that movie scaring the bejesus out of me. Mm-hmm.
Like I was telling Jeremy earlier, I grew up about 2 miles away from Cabrini Green in Chicago. So when they filmed that movie and I got to see it, I was scared shitless.
That was the projects, right? The two.
Yeah, that is the projects. It's really, I think there's like one building left. It's pretty much Cabrini Green is a thing of the past. They really gentrified that area. But in the like, you know, 80s and 90s, that was a... If you were stuck in that neighborhood at night, you could pretty much write out your will because it was not going to be a good thing. That was a very bad neighborhood to be in, as you can see in the movie. I'm surprised they were even able to film there. So I mean, it's crazy, but that movie scared the crap out of me as a kid. So yeah, I agree with Jeremy all the way on that one.
Awesome. So be sure to watch these two films. You have a week to do it, and then hashtag us. Tweet us, Facebook us, on the website, whatever you want to do. But make sure you hashtag it 8-Bit Gore Fest and tell us what you think of the two movies. We'll read it out on the air. We're excited to do that for you. We want to do that for you.
Also, if, you know, just a quick description of VHS, if you guys haven't seen it. It is a very... the best thing I can compare it to, if you're kind of grew up as an 80s kid, Creepshow. The Creepshow Joe series, one movie, but they've got like a couple different side stories to it, like a couple stories. That's what VHS is, except it's told in like kind of a video camera form. It's about these guys, a group of guys that were paid to break into this house and steal a particular VHS tape. And there's a ton of tapes there, so they have to start watching them. And each videotape's a different story, I believe by a different director, different cast, and all that stuff. So it's actually really good. There's two of them out. They're both on Netflix. The third one will be out in, I believe, early next year. So make sure you check those out. But VHS is another great film.
Awesome. All right, so everybody, you got your missions. You know what to do. Let's get it done, because I'm gonna have to actually pump one of these out. I know I said I was gonna do it last week, but it just didn't end up happening. So,
if, like I said, just Cabin in the Woods, dude. Do it for me. Do it for me.
Okay. I'll do it. There was one thing I did do this week.
What was that?
And I told you about it.
Oh yeah.
A buddy of mine invited me out to a party, and it just wasn't any party.
It was a gangsta party.
You damn right,
Tupac,
it was.
Rest in peace.
Tupac was there. He was performing. I went to the Gearbox launch party for Borderlands, the pre-sequel launch. Yeah.
So jealous, man. I'm very jealous of you there. I mean, that is amazing. I got my copy preloaded now, ready to play it at midnight. So
I have I got to, not only was the party amazing, the party I can talk about. They had a very popular DJ. Don't remember his name because I don't really listen to the
You're not down with the EDM fun boy?
I'm not down. This EDM thing, man. Can we get some hip hop thrown in there? I mean, what happened to those dance parties where girls were just grinding on the guys and, you know, pregnancy was like at an all-time high?
Pregnancy's still at an all-time high.
I don't know. Is it, though?
You know what? I'm not going to pull up the numbers. You know, I'll let you guys do that.
I mean, it was really cool. The music was fun. They had a ice sculpture of the Krag.
That's cool.
And I got to – they had a gun that you can hold, and you can blow dry ice at it. And so it was this big old like gun, and it had an eyepiece as well, and you could look through it and shoot it and stuff. It was really a lot of fun. I had a good time with that.
Nice.
They had a couple demo stations set up so that way you could play the game, and they had an open bar, and they had like fire. They had just like balls of fire going off in the air that were like synced up to the music, and
awesome.
They had a dinosaur.
That was the big pull. Yeah,
it was a ton of fun. That was a good time. But before I did that, I actually did something that I just geeked out so hard, man. I got to tour the Gearbox offices.
Nice, dude. Once again, completely jealous. I really wish I could do that one day, Randy. If you're listening, Randy Pitchford, holla at your boy. I'll come down to Dallas. I'll come see you. We'll do lunch. You know, we got to do what you got to do. We'll talk about aliens, colonial marines, and, you know, stuff like that. I bought it, so we'll talk. But we got to go. I want to see your office.
Dude, speaking of, his office was incredible. he's got every single, on lining each side of his walls, he's got every single console on a display. And it looks like a museum. It's really amazing. Everything, I mean, he's got all the handhelds. He's got everything from the Atari 2600 all the way up to the current ones and stuff. So awesome. I got to see a ton of cool things, man. Unfortunately, I as soon as I stepped off the elevator, I had to sign an NDA. And I couldn't even take pictures of like of anything. I mean, it was, I wanted to so bad. But I got to meet a lot of cool developers. And I got to meet some of the QA staff and stuff like that. And it was really, really, really amazing. I got to see some stuff that I wasn't supposed to see, but I did. I got to play something that I wasn't supposed to play. And I wish I could tell you what it was.
One day we'll find out.
One day you'll find out. I got to see some really amazing concept art. And I got to just like experience something that made my 14-year-old self was just so happy. It transported me back to that time. And my buddy was like, man, it's really cool to see somebody else's perspective, because to us, it's just, you know, this is our office and we work here and it's just our job. And, you know, like,
yeah, it's a normal day in the office.
Yeah, it's just a normal like day and everyone's looking forward to Friday. And but I walked in there and it's just, it's mind blowing. And everybody has a Nerf gun on their desk. It's, it looks like a requirement. So that way they can have battles and have some fun. But yeah, it was a great time. I'm really, really happy and very fortunate that I got to have that experience. So I'm very thankful.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. One day we will all go there.
One day.
Hopefully.
One day. One day. One day. Well, one day is today for some people looking for love. And every week we do a little segment we like to call Misconnections.
Oh, yeah.
You were a blonde half Asian with a bad case of gas. I was wearing red Speedos and a hockey mask. Come on, let's find that love connection that we missed. On Craigslist!
Oh, yeah. Let's turn the lights down and get a little funky. That funky monkey.
Yeah, baby.
Well, as we told you before, Doug, we miss you. You are at New York City right now, and I'm
you're at
New York City. You're in New York City right now. This is our misconnection for you. I'll take the first part, and then Kevin, you can follow me, okay? Doug of the 8-Bit Geek, DFW. You're not on today's show, and I really miss you. It's just not the same, and I heard some friends say that you were in New York City, and that you may have attended the New York Comic Con. I saw pictures. You look great. You look so happy, but I have to ask, is that happiness really there? Are you thinking of us? Scene. Kevin? It's your turn.
I've been looking for you all my life. Or you just... are like a Walmart dream come true, like Daisy Dukes on a 400-pound transvestite.
What?
I just want to smell your thong.
Oh, God.
Doug, I know you're going to tie the knot soon, but before you get them chains held down, how about a night of passion with a lady named Mystique?
Are you going to be dressed as that?
It might be blue paint. It might be a disease that I haven't checked on yet. But you need to find out for yourself.
You need to.
Come on, Doug. I'll be waiting for you.
Come on back, Doug. We miss you.
And well, the thing is, when you were saying, like, okay, cool, you read one half, I read the other, I'm looking for the other half. I'm like, I'm gonna have to pick this up on the fly, aren't I? I was like, scrambling at the notes. I'm like, they're not here.
He didn't write it back. All right, so we have three here today that we're going to read off. And, of course, we have to do three, even though Doug's not here. Harley Quinn at the Comic-Con. These are all from New York City. And these two from the Comic-Con are from... these two misconnections are from the New York Comic-Con.
There's a Walmart in New York? Life is good.
Life is very good. Oh, excuse me. Okay. Harley Quinn at Comic-Con. Male... for a woman in Midtown West. This is a long shot, but you and your friend dressed as Catwoman took a picture with me around 5 p.m. at New York City Comic Con on Friday. You were in classic Harley Quinn gear, complete with Cork's shooting gun. There was so much going on. My brain didn't think to chat with you or maybe get your number. You are crazy cute, and your warmth from your arm around my neck was intoxicating. I was the dude in the green Yoda shirt who was regretting not talking to you that day. Damn.
First off, I find it funny that she's dressed as Harley Quinn and he says you're crazy cute. That kind of contextual.
Yeah, and then he even went a little like a little a little psycho on his own part with the warmth of your arm around my neck was intoxicating.
I'm never going to wash this neck again.
Mm, I'm going to use it.
Oh, her arm was probably around a lot of dudes next that day.
You got a lot of men on you, sir. Just saying.
And that was what the warmth was from. It wasn't from her.
It was layers of nerd.
It was coming from a dude who invisible handed her from and wearing a fedora. My fedora at you.
Hello, lady.
You want me to do the next one?
Yeah, you got this.
Woo! Girl in line at Comic-Con, male for female. 21. Let me just say, I'm the skinny. I am at the height of 5'11", and my status is single.
Oh, girl.
Whew. This is desperate, but you asked me about the Valve store while in line for the Killing Floor 2 booth at the Comic-Con on Thursday? Question?
Question?
I was wondering if you share your Steam ID with me. Maybe we could play together sometime. If you like Killing Floor, then I figure you'd have to be cool. Also, if you could put something like KF2 in the subject line, that'd be swell.
I thought that you'd go that route, man, because the swell was in there. And all I could think of, that's all I could think about was, what's his name from Saturday Night Live? Shoot.
That was my poor attempt. Like halfway through, I was like, I should do ladies, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hello. This is the ladies, man. Do you like cognac?
Some Cavassier.
You like some Cavassier? Listen, I love to get in bed. All right. So every week we also do a Walmart one, and Kevin is always in charge of that. I could never take that away from him.
Oh, man. That's one thing. My claim to fame is Walmart. Oh, man. Shorty, that was it. Walmart, triple exclamation. Male for woman, 32, Durant. Ooh! Thursday evening, Durant, Walmart. Big booty black chick with a big booty mama. I love you. If you ever see this shit, you'll know exactly who you are. Long white boy like that.
That was a white boy?
That was a white, wow. He
played it off pretty well. Goodness, what is happening?
We're compensating much. God.
White boy love that. That's what I'm talking about.
Black chick with her big booty mama. And it's not even I love you, it's I love you.
Our grammar.
We'll be in this.
And I thought I thought my grammar was bad. But
that's some country grammar right there.
Yeah, that's some real rough stuff. All right. If you like what you hear and you have a misconnection you'd like us to read on the air, send it to us at our social media sites at the 8-Bit Geek or on the website. We'd love to read it on air. Or if you want to write up a misconnection for us, we will we'll be glad to do that as well. Yeah, and you can get one for Doug because, you know
he's missing his connection.
Katie, we are putting you to bed. That's a bad thing, although you did put a heart in your tweet. She says that she's falling asleep to the comforting sound of the 8-Bit Geek.
my sexy shouty voice.
It must be the misconnections. It's really just making a doze off.
I love you, Katie.
Shorty.
Triple exclamation.
Yo, Shorty, so I know I hear that you getting married, but you alone right now. Why not come on over and warm that bed up for you, girl?
Little white boy like that.
Yeah, little white boy love that big booty.
Oh, and there's another lost viewer.
All right, every week we like to take a look at the movie news, and we will, of course, not let this week be any different.
No.
It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day. Or not. All right, so Marvel Brothers is fast tracking. Okay, here.
Marvel Brothers?
Did I say Marvel?
Super Marvel Brothers.
Hey, it's the Mario Brothers. Warner Brothers is fast tracking another Batman film. This is you may not know. It's pretty crazy. Obviously, we have Batman versus Superman coming out. This is a brand new Batman movie. It's gonna be insane. It's supposed to be super dark. It's supposed to be like crazy, like, it's got, okay, it's got all the Robins in it. It's got, like, all the enemies from the Batman movies in it. It's crazy, and it's a Lego movie.
Oh, yeah.
Warner Brothers is fast-tracking Lego Batman, a spinoff movie from the actual Lego movie.
Mm-hmm.
And word has it that Will Arnett will come back to voice Batman. And so its producers are Roy Lee, Dan Lin, Phil Lord, and Christopher Miller. And they will act as producers for this spinoff. So that's pretty cool. And Chris Miller went ahead and confirmed it on Twitter, saying it's true. And with hashtag darkness, hashtag no parents.
Yeah, I don't even know what the hell that means. I mean, we all knew it was coming, especially with how much money and how much success the Lego movie did. They've got that weird gray area where they can include all different kinds of stuff like Batman in a regular movie. And who knows even if Chris Pratt will come back as his character too, you know?
Well, here's the deal. They're actually pushing the Lego movie, the actual sequel, the Lego movie 2, back in order to make this happen. So this is set for release in 2017. Ninjago spinoff movie is set for 2016, and then I believe that the Lego Movie 2 is going to come out in 2018.
Weird. It seems like that'd be a very long time for another Lego 2, or like Lego 2, because they want to strike while the iron's hot. They should have come out with it a little bit earlier.
I think so too, but I think they're taking the approach of Pixar, where
Pixar movie a year.
Yeah, one movie a year, and I think that's because of budget. I mean, you can only expect, you know, your team to be so big, and I think that they don't want to, you know, what if Batman actually fails, and it's just like, oh, well,
it won't. Batman is still, I mean, he's up there as one of the most, like, successful movie franchises out there, like, as far as Batman movies go. Yeah, he'll be fine. George Clooney couldn't bring down the bat.
And I think Will Arnett played him really well, and I think that it was a lot of fun, and it was definitely a different take on Batman. Well, of course it was, because it's a comedy, but he was just really funny, and it was, yeah. It makes me want to go back and watch all the Batman spots in that film. So
yeah, and that film is awesome. If you guys haven't seen if you haven't seen the Lego movie yet, make sure you see it. It's good for adults and kids. I mean, I loved it, and I'm 33. Like, I didn't expect to like it as much as I did too,
for sure.
Legos rule.
Legos to the end. All right, here's a movie that no one asked for, but we're getting Okay, so Crackle is getting into the mix of things. Obviously Netflix is making its own films, Hulu have its own shows, and now Crackle is getting into the mix by making Joe Dirt 2?
Yeah, that's pretty much how you sell. They're really going for that Walmart audience.
They really are. And, you know, as much as I like Joe Dirt, I don't think it needs a sequel. I think we already know the story, don't we?
Yeah, that story was told. Like, what is it, just David Spade's got nothing else going on? He's like, fuck it. Put on a mullet. Let's get
and
paid.
The amazing thing is that it only raked, I mean, not only, but it raked in $30.9 million at the box office, and it cost $17.7 to make. And
well,
so
they were surprised it even broke even in the first place. Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy that they're doing this, and I don't know if I'm interested or not. I mean, I enjoyed the first. I'll see it. Probably at home and not in a theater, but it's definitely surprising to see that, you know, somebody's reaching out and going, well, what can we make to make our business just pop and people use our service more? Oh, Joe Dirt 2. That sounds great. Yeah.
That, I mean, that's like throwing a dart on a board at that point. I mean, there's really, and here I'm going back to this. Why did the original Joe Dirt cost $17.7 million? What the hell was in that movie to warrant that much money?
I don't know. I have no clue.
They did it for like a pizza.
I mean, like, there wasn't like any big, huge special effects or anything. I don't know, man. It's weird.
Mullet CGI.
Yeah, it wasn't his. It wasn't his at all.
Yeah.
So.
Oh God. Well, God bless him or whatever.
Okay,
that's
so
not gonna sell Crackle to me. So
yeah, I'm not switching to it anytime soon. And in news of the week, The Walking Dead is renewed for season 6 already, before season 5 even came out, before even episode 1 was aired. So,
of course,
we are getting season 6, which is cool. Not much more to say about that. I mean, you know, it's awesome.
And here's the thing with a show like this, it's got so much hype behind it and just so much. It's the way it's going to end is if the people don't want to do it anymore. There's no mm-hmm. way that, you know, AMC would ever be like, oh, you know what? We're not going to renew it for another season. No, no. It's one of the hottest on TV, especially now that Breaking Bad's gone. Walking Dead is pretty much the biggest show on television. I mean, whether you like it or not, it's out there. There's no possible way that they're going to be like, nah, you know, we're kind of iffy on a season 6. No, they're all for it. Yeah. They're probably begging. It's the opposite. AMC is begging the Walking Dead people to keep it going. Kind of like a Supernatural. Isn't Supernatural on like their 10th season or something like that? And they want to quit, but they just keep giving them more and more money and making them keep going. So,
yeah, I think that we'll get many more seasons out of this, and it'll all be fun and fine. And yeah, I'm okay with that because
just fine.
I loved it. I love it. So
yeah, the episode last night. I mean, no spoilers. It was great. It was a great start to the season, and it's gonna be a very interesting season going along with what happened already.
So, they really answered every question that you could ever possibly want to know of the cliffhangers from last night.
Not all.
Or
of them.
Not from
they,
last
they
season.
They have some cards up their sleeves.
Well, I think they answered a lot of it with Terminus, and then why the hell they're going to Washington, and I mean everything that I wondered about from last season's cliffhanger, they kind of were like, "Well, here you go. Well, here's the answer."
Yeah. So if you haven't seen Walking Dead yet, you know.
What are you talking about?
I said if you haven't seen Walking Dead yet, make sure you watch it.
Yeah. Everybody and their mother is developing a comic book or video game TV show. It's getting ridiculous. I cannot. Okay, pretty soon there won't be any original TV shows left.
I'll think this over reality television any day of the week.
Oh, that's true. You could. There is a lot of reality TV that could replace this. So, okay. So what's really interesting? Fox is developing a X-Men TV show. There's not a lot of news on this right now. But it's in the rumor category, but I wouldn't say it's after the success of Gotham and Arrow and now the Flash, I'd say that we're gonna get them like it's just gonna be like candy. You're gonna be handing them out like at Halloween. It's just like, oh, you get a TV show and you get a TV show and you get a TV show. But
I'm gonna get a television show.
They say they're in deep development, so it's pretty cool. Another video game that's getting a TV show is Resident Evil.
Oh, God. Well, here's the thing. As long as, I mean, I don't know. If it's, they got to retcon the whole thing. I mean, I'm all for where they were taking it, like in the first two films, and then they just got effing ridiculous. It was pretty much Mia Jovovich, like, kicking ass to, like, EDM.
Yeah,
that's all it was.
I didn't enjoy the last film, but I don't know how you do a TV show based on it. I guess if it's, I mean,
you can do the zombie like a free Raccoon City thing. I mean, that would be my idea. I mean, like if you followed the series, like you can do. I believe they were kind of in talks about this, where it would be like detectives working for Raccoon City PD.
Mm-hmm.
And then leading into the whole outbreak that Umbrella caused in the mansion. I can dig that. I can use some kind of origin story like that. I mean, I would be all for it to see what Raccoon City turns into. But I don't know. If they're going to continue the movie style, I don't want any part of it. I don't know. And this is coming from a huge Resident Evil fan. I just think they really jumped the shark like after the second one. The third one was atrocious. And just from then on, like I said, it felt like it was like an hour and a half music video featuring Mia Jovovich. That's all it was.
I'll go with you on that. I 100% agree.
Yeah.
100% agree. Now, I have a friend who just is a diehard, and he will not accept the fact that that the point that you just made was correct. He'll say, nope, it was a great movie. And I laugh in his face.
Yeah.
I laugh in it.
If they weren't named Resident Evil, if it was named like Mia Jovovich kicks a bunch of ass for an hour and a half, I'd be fine with that. But the thing is, they pissed on the series, you know? It's just like they started off so well. Even though Resident Evil 1 was different, they still gave it a good spin. Resident Evil 2, like I said, it went where Raccoon City was supposed to go. And then they just lost their shit throughout the rest of the film. It just turned into like Paul W.S. Anderson going, what could I put my wife into next? And it's like he pulled a Rob Zombie where he's going to, like, every movie he does, he's going to have her starring in it.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's it got to, and they're planning on another one, I think.
Probably. I mean, the thing is, and it still makes money because it's mindless entertainment, and it's still going to make money. I don't know. I haven't watched the last couple of them. I really, like I said, I gave up on them.
You should. You're a good man for doing so. Another thing is that another big piece of news that we'll end with here is that the Marvel is set to share Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And this is big news. I think we did we touch on this last week?
We did, because it was breaking right as we were going online. Yes, last week. Yeah, I mean, just retouching on it, that would be awesome if they did. And Sony would. This is the way Sony can, you know, make some money back from kind of a failing franchise there, because they don't know what they're doing with it. Hopefully Fox follows a suit too and just starts, like, you know, lending out their X-Men.
Yeah, and I think that when we touch base on this, it would just be a you know, Spider-Man pretty much Marvel not having to pay anything to Sony. Yeah. For the help, you know. So yeah, I mean, I'm all for it. I want it to happen. We all want it to happen, and good stuff like that. Since yeah, totally. We touched on it last week. I didn't think that we did, so I put it in there, but I'm wrong. So go ahead and listen to last week, episode 90, to get all your to get all your goodness there. So top boxes of the top, see what happens when Doug is gone. Everything just falls off
to correct you.
Everything just falls off the rails, man.
Oh, so, Doug, we missed you.
All right, so every week we take a look at the top box office of the week. The top five, number five is The Judge, making $13.12 million.
Never heard of it.
That's the one with the Robert Downey Jr. and Robert Duvall. That's one where he goes home to his old town and confronts his father. His father is, I guess he hit a man. And the man was like his enemy, and like now Robert Downey Jr. has to represent his dad, who.
So Tony Stark goes home.
Yeah, pretty much. Number four is Annabelle, making $15.86 million for a total of $61.65 million. This is crazy, man. Like, that's gonna get another sequel. It's a sequel. It's a spin-off sequel, which will get a sequel.
I think it's a prequel, isn't it?
Is it a prequel? It's a prequel. To a movie that will get a sequel and a sequel to the prequel. The pre-sequel.
Yo, dog, I heard you like prequels.
Then we have number three is Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, making $18.36 in its debut. Number two is Dracula Untold, making $23.51 million. I want to go see that. And number one in its second week, Gone Girl, making $26.41 million for a total of $77.89 million.
Yeah, it was worth it. I mean, good for them. I mean, that was actually a really good movie. If you guys haven't seen that yet, check it out. There's some good twists and turns. Ben Affleck was actually a pretty decent actor in it. I thought he was a douchebag throughout the film, but he was playing a douchebag, so it kind of works out.
It was crazy. Just nuts. So
Keanu Reeves playing in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. He's not even acting.
Oh, man, don't do that to Ben. Ben's a good guy.
Good guy, Ben.
I like Daredevil. Ben.
I can't call him a good guy.
He's a good guy. All right, so every week we take a look at the gaming industry as well, and we talk about that kind of stuff on this show because we're geeky. So prepare yourselves. Get a drink of water. Maybe sit back, and if you're in your bubble bath. I don't know. Okay.
Remix.
Something that's very cool, which excites me very much, is, you know, my love for the Oculus Rift. And we tried it out at the Alamo City Comic Con. I think we all came away pretty impressed by it.
I was going to say, what did you think? I didn't really get your impressions because we were all just kind of thrown off by it. But what did you think?
I thought it was a very neat piece of technology. That was not a very amazing example of how it can be used because it's just a real quick tech demo. I don't think it was very immersive, but I do think that it was really cool what we got to see and the way that you can move your head to move the plane and stuff and wherever you looked. And I mean, that was very impressive. I really enjoyed that aspect of it. I think that in order to get a more kind of immersive experience, I'll need to try something else. And this right here might be it. You know, so what did you think about it?
I thought it was great. It was a skydiving simulator, for if we didn't touch on this before. I thought it was great. It was a little scary because I was using it right before I was getting on a plane to go home. So not a good deal to fall out of a plane before you get on a real plane. But I enjoyed it. I thought it was really fantastic, like Jeremy was saying, like when you move your head and you're going in different directions. It's very immersive. I'm curious about the Oculus Rift, but I'm also now more curious with Sony's Morpheus, like, because that one's supposed to be even more technical. So I don't know. I'm really on the – I want to see what these are going to do. This could be the future of gaming. If I get to play a game like Alien Isolation with that thing on, I'll be good. I'll be scared crapless, but I'll be good.
Yeah, me too, man. Me too. So Warner Brothers is building a holographic Batcave for the Oculus Rift. And not just any Batcave, but the Batcave from Batman's the animated TV show.
Yes!
Which everybody wants. I think that's going to be so freaking cool. I'm really excited about that. I really want to test it out. And so this headset's supposed to be coming out, I think next year's the consumer product. 2015 is when it's supposed to come out. Right now, it's $300 to get a developer kit, and I would hope that it's going to cost somewhere around $200 when they actually come out. That's my hope. So that way, you can push it to all the living rooms and PCs. I mean, because that thing is just sick. It's just really cool. So very neat. To check that out, go on the web or our website, look in the show notes, and you can see a link to what this thing is going to look like. So
yeah, it'd be really cool. I'd just walk the Batcave, especially animated series was one of my favorites. I grew up watching that, X-Men the animated series, all of that stuff, so it'd be great to see
and actually walk in that environment that you grew up in. That'd be kind of neat, because you got to see it for 2D on the screen, but then you get to walk around in a 3D, which is really neat. Did you know, this is really kind of, this is kind of crazy. Killer Instinct came out in 1994. Yeah. But Nintendo had to manually update 17,000 arcade cabinets to combat exploits.
Yeah, there was all kinds of exploits in that game. I'm not surprised.
Can you believe it, man? I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah.
That
was back in the day. They didn't have land, they didn't have like internet stuff to, like, you know, go to update this stuff.
Can you, and the other thing that's really crazy is that this damn game, I didn't think or even ponder the fact of how much arcades actually brought in, but the one arcade machine, just this game alone, Killer Instinct, brought in $1,000 a week.
Oh, I bet, dude. I mean, I remember that game was the one, just quarters galore. Like, there was a line of people waiting to play that game. It was amazing, especially for its time, the animation done by Rare. Like, it was amazing to find that anywhere else. They had Mortal Kombat out there, but Mortal Kombat was still in live action, you know, like the kind of photographic piece, while this one was straight 3D characters, and just, oh my God, looked amazing, dude. It was one of my favorites.
That's really cool. And just to think of just like going around and having to spend all that time and resources to go around the country and be like, all right, well, time to manually update. Like, I imagine it's just that life before the internet, you know, because now even when you go to an arcade, it's all connected probably to Wi-Fi or even hard lined and to a router. And it's just, it's really crazy to think, like, before then, it was just, there's so much work involved in everything you did. Even in the gaming world, it's just kind of crazy. So, kind of
neat. Well, it's like that too. Like when I was working at GameStop or Stop for Games, whatever, it doesn't matter. When I was working there back in the early days before they would, you know, like, you know, when it was PlayStation 2 and Xbox One and all that stuff, when they would actually have representatives come out to the stores and manually put the demos in there and manually update the software and do all this stuff, you know, that was their job. I mean, unfortunately, I really hope they're still employed, but I mean, these days, it's like most places are going to be Wi-Fi and they'll just update it that way. But that was the way it was done. Like, they would have people in regions and their whole job would be just to drive around and, you know, update. So
that's crazy. Yeah. They were the reps. And then you always loved when the reps would come in because they would be like, oh, you got any swag for me? Can you hook me up with any kind of swag? You know, what's up, man? And so that was always fun. But if you play NBA 2K15. You will now be able to download the card battling app in the iOS store and Android store. You can play this this little card battling game. It'll earn you some virtual credits and for your actual game that you're playing on the console. And
nice.
And then, of course, you can get better cards for your My Team, stuff like that. So it's pretty neat. It just got released today, so check that out if you if you're playing the NBA 2K15 like I am. So that's why I'm plugging it. So, you know, whatevs.
They have a very similar app to that. It looks like made by the same people for WWE as well. So I'm hoping that they throw in that whole thing with extra points for WWE.
The
it's a fun game to play.
The games the games play very very similar, and and but the only thing the only differences that I've seen in both apps, the WWE one does not have a place for you to log in to your to whatever system you're playing on. So I don't think that the credits transfer over, but they could have updated it to make it happen. I haven't played it in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that could be
so,
the update.
So yeah. All right. Every week we at the end of the show, towards the end of the show, we like to talk about what we're watching, and we're gonna do that now. Doug's gonna listen to this and be like, God, I'm not here.
Shaking his head. He's like, I'm glad I wasn't there.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, I'm not there to like monitor things about what's going on, and like, Jeremy's just got he's just let loose. He's off the chain.
The inmates are running the prison.
Yeah. He's really the guard. Without him, we just cray.
We cray.
So without further ado, what are you watching?
Are you watching closely?
All right, Kev, we both watched a show this week that, just came out last night, the season 5 premiere of The Walking Dead.
Yes.
The Walking Dead.
They said that got the most views out of all of The Walking Dead episodes last night.
Really?
Was that season 5 premiere.
So after 5 years, man, we're going strong, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, what do you expect, especially with all the promotions that were coming in for this? But the big thing is, I mean, we were at a Comic-Con, and we saw the lines. They had the biggest lines easily for any celebrities, where people that weren't even on Walking Dead anymore, but they had the biggest lines in the convention center. And when I was back in KC, like when they had, you know, they had Scott Wilson and the two little girls there, same thing. They had their own separate room just for them because the lines were so long. So, I mean, it's one of the biggest shows on TV once again. So it's not really surprising that they're doing so well. Even Talking Dead was actually really good.
it's pretty insane. And the show itself, I really enjoyed it. It was a great way to kick off the season. I'm glad that if you have not watched it, go ahead and turn us off and then come back. They really, like, they went all in. Like, they didn't leave anything to the imagination. They really, like, usually it'd be like a three-episode arc for what happened in episode one, which is show that they're captured, come up and formulate a plan would be the second episode, and then the third would put the plan in motion and execute said plan. This time they just went all hell broke loose first episode, and it was a great way to start the series.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and that's crazy too, because you thought Terminus was going to last. Like, they were talking Dead last night, you know, how the prison lasted almost a full season, or if anything, it was like a season and a half. You know, the farm lasted forever. So you thought this was going to be a place they're going to be for a while. Nope. One episode, that place is burnt to the ground. They're gone.
Yeah, and what's really crazy about it is the fact that they said that I've lost my train of thought now. No, it's gone. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
They said things like that.
They said a lot of things like that. What's really crazy is that it's just what you said, man. I mean, it's what everybody has come to expect is that The Walking Dead always has started off very slow, you know, and it builds. And then towards the end of the season, you're like, holy shit, it's so worth watching. But in the beginning of the season, you see a lot of complaints from people who are still big fans. And they're like, oh, man, this is just work. Can we go somewhere right now? Can we do something? Yeah. But this season, I think they got it, man. And they're just like, we're balls to the wall.
There was some good reunions in this episode, people who haven't seen each other for like 6 or 7 episodes. There's just all kinds of stuff that happened. And then a lot of emotions in this episode.
A giant moment at the end. Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Well, I'm not going to say what happens, but there is a character that comes back.
Yeah, that was pretty cool too.
And my mind was like, I was like, oh my God, he's still alive. So
yeah.
If you haven't seen it.
I mean, you expected it, but I mean, it's cool that he's actually trying to show up again.
Yeah, I mean, but he was cray-cray. So So it looks like he's actually, you know, kind of moved on and moved past and actually doing something. And that's cool. I like that. So.
Yeah, no, great episode. What else have you been watching and playing and such?
Oh, man, I've soaked. Let me look here. I'm going to look at my library, and I think that I'm at, like, In one week, I have soaked 19 hours now into NBA 2K15.
Nice.
And that's the only game that I play. Oh, I played Broforce with you last night.
Yeah, that was fun.
So that was a lot of fun. I've been playing NBA 2K15. Get that if you don't have it, because it's off the chain. and then, of course, I'm looking forward to tomorrow, because the new Borderlands.
Or in about 3 hours from now, when we can preload our stuff, or when we load it.
Yay! Kev, what do you got going on, man? What else did you watch other than The Walking Dead?
I'm still finishing up Twin Peaks. I've got about 5 more episodes to go in the series, which I'm taking my time with it, especially now that there's going to be more in 2016. So I'm really excited about that. I still got to watch the movie Fire Walk With Me, so that's going to be really cool. Ryan Zeebach is awesome, and he gifted me a copy of Alien Isolation. Holy crap. And I will have to stream that very soon, but it is fantastic so far. I don't know what the critics have been very mixed review. There's been very mixed on this review. It plays a lot like the game Outlast with a lot more human interaction in it, but it is unbelievably fun. The alien is creepy. The sounds are amazing. The graphics are really good for it. Like I said, it's just something that I think it's a great experience. It would have been amazing if it had Oculus Rift support.
It does.
It does. We'll see.
No, it does. They've confirmed it. There's a video out there. All you have to do is edit some of the just one line of code, and it opens up the Oculus Rift for the game.
That game with Oculus would be amazing. So. Either way, though, I'm really enjoying that game. Also playing Destiny still, getting ready for the new one. Borderlands is going to be at midnight. I've got so much on my plate right now. Also, I got to try out the Middle-Earth Shadows of Mordor, and that game is badass.
Oh, you got to try it out?
Yeah, it's like Assassin's Creed, but with Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I know,
and
man.
It kind of meets like the Batman Arkham series with the counterattacks. Really fun, and it's a lot more fun than I thought it would be as far as the action goes, and you can kind of play the game at your own pace. They have a bunch of captains and like hierarchy of enemies to take out. Now if they kill you, they get promoted, and it's really fun to watch them get promoted because they'll beat the guy above them up and then like take his spot. So it's a really cool game. I highly recommend checking it out. Other than that, I mean, that's what I've been on.
Awesome. Yeah, I want to play that game. It looks super, super fun. But right, folks, that was our show for the week. We're sorry that you didn't get Doug in this one. But he'll be back next week, and we'll have a lot more fun, and we'll do a lot more cool things. Make sure you watch the 8-Bit Gore Fest. Make sure you tweet us and follow us. Make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes and Podbean and Stitcher. That's it for us, man. So until next week, bye-bye.
Bye.